Once upon a time, there were two beautiful kittens, Itty the kitty and Biddy the kitty corn. They loved to sing, dance, eat tuna, and especially go on adventures. In fact, they're on an adventure right now.
Itty Biddy,
Itty Biddy,
Itty and Biddy,
Itty and Biddy,
Kitty Tails,
Kitty Tails.
This episode is called Itty and Biddy Bake a Cake. One morning, Itty and Biddy were taking a walk through town. Ooh, look, there's a dress shop. I love their kitty boots. Ooh, oh man, look at how pretty the trees are today in the local garden. Oh, and do you smell how good the fried chicken smells at the restaurant? As they moseyed through town, things just kept getting better and better until finally they stopped at the bakery. The smell lured them in. Oh, it smells so deliciously of baked goods like cinnamon rolls and fresh bread, and cake! Biddy ran in, pushing past Itty in her hurry to further examine the cake. Look at it, it's so beautiful. It looks like it has 8 layers. There's whipped cream inside and chocolate frosting. It's so nice. Itty ran over to the shop owner. Looks like my friend likes this cake. How much does it cost? This costs 85 monies. Oh, that's not too bad. But it costs 85 monies and 102 tuna monies. But it's not tuna. Yes, but it costs tuna money anyway. I think that's breaking the rules. I don't care. If you're not going to buy it, you'd better leave. So, Itty had to practically drag Biddy out of the shop. Biddy was so sad. How much did she say it costs? Too much. Oh. So, Biddy was very, very sad. But Itty was determined to make her friend feel better. Hey! I know what we can do. Let's stop by the library. Is it free cake day at the library? No, but I have something better. It is a plan. They ran to the library as fast as they could, where Itty picked out a cookbook. She opened it to the very last page. It is cake. Oh, Itty. You're a genius! So they rushed back home and started gathering all the ingredients for the cake. I hope you've been enjoying Itty and Biddy Bake a Cake. The story will be back in a minute after a quick break. This advertisement is for Myrtle's Bake Shop, the most expensive bakery in town. Though the cakes do look quite delicious, they are way overpriced and technically are not worth what they are. But if you decide to skip Myrtle's Bakery and instead go to the Megan's house, you will be rewarded with freshly baked bagels, bread, yogurt, muffins, cakes, and other deliciousness. When we left off, Itty and Biddy had just gone to a bakery, only to find that the cake was way too expensive. So, they decided to go to the library, where they checked out a cookbook, and now are determined to make cake. After Itty and Biddy set out the ingredients, Itty started to read the recipe. Luckily, they had learned how to read by now. Okay, So the first step says preheat the oven to 300 degrees. 300 degrees? Doesn't that sound like a lot? Yeah, I think the recipe might be wrong. So they set the oven to 10 degrees. The next step says mix the flour, baking powder, baking soda, and salt together in a large bowl. So Itty and Bitty went through the cupboard. You know, our bowls don't seem large enough. It says large bowl, so I think we need a really big one. I know! Bitty ran to her bedroom as fast as she could, and she came back with a giant kiddie pool. I bet this'll be just perfect. So they mixed the ingredients together. I feel like it needs something. So Itty and Bitty added, opened the spice cabinet, and shook in all the spices that were in there. This ought to make a great cake. Next, the cookbook says, in a mixer, we should combine the butter and the sugar and beat it until it is fluffy. Okay. They turned on the mixer. You know, I wouldn't say the mixer's beating the butter. I'd say the butter is beating the mixer in a battle. I'd better help. So Bitty rolled up her kitty sleeves and started punching the butter. I'm beating it! I'm beating it! She said. But when she lifted her paws up, yuck, she said, I've got butter in my fur. I would go wash my hands if I were you. Next, said Itty when Bitty came back, we're supposed to add the eggs. Okay, said Bitty, and she dropped 3 eggs into the bowl, shells and all. How many eggs did the recipe say again? It said 3. Oh, well, you know, I think we need one more for good luck. So Bitty tossed in another egg. Okay, said Itty. Next, add the dry ingredients and beat until smooth. So Bitty once again used her fists to pound and smush and break the batter. This looks kind of interesting. But I bet it'll taste great. What kind of cake is this going to be? Itty asked. You know, I think we should make it a chocolate cake. How do you make things chocolate? I know, said Itty, and she ran to the cabinet and grabbed a container of cocoa powder. It's brown, and it says cocoa, which is another word for chocolate. Let's add this. And so she dumped 2 cups of cocoa powder into the bowl. This is gonna be so good! Next, Bitty read, you pour it into the pan and let it bake for 45 minutes. Itty and Bitty poured it into the pan and stuck it in the oven. This is gonna be great. They sang, this is gonna be great. We're making a cake, and this is gonna be great. And then, tired out from their song and their baking, they fell asleep. Ding, 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 ding. The timer was ringing. Oh, said Itty, waking up fast. I need to get the cake. When they got the cake, they were shocked at how it looked. It looks the same. Meh, that's okay. You know, all cakes look different. Maybe, I bet this is a lava cake. Just a quick note. Do you know why their cake would look the same? Because they put the oven on 10 degrees. Oh, you know what all cakes need? Frosting, said Bitty. Perfect. I'll get a recipe. So Itty went to get another recipe. This recipe says whip butter and sugar together in your mixer until they are fluffy. Then add some vanilla. Ooh, that sounds good. So they started on the frosting. You know, I really don't like the color white. And that's the color that this frosting is going to be. I think we should color it. That sounds perfect. So Biddy went to get the food dye from the pantry. How much are you supposed to add? I'm not sure. The recipe doesn't say. Oh well. Itty opened the lid on the little squeezy bottle and dumped it all in. Oh wow, that's much brighter than I expected. It's okay, it'll still be great. Without letting the cake cool, if you could call it a cake, they just plopped the frosting onto it and started to spread it. Let's put it in the fridge for a bit before we eat it. Okay. After a dinner of tuna sandwiches, they took the cake out of the fridge and cut it into slices. This looks like it's gonna be disgusting, said Biddy as soon as she took a bite. Yuck! What happened? Oops. Maybe we should have just followed the recipe a little more closely. Now I guess I know why cakes are so expensive. It's okay, said Biddy. We've always got ice cream. And so, putting the cake in the corner of the kitchen, Itty and Biddy got out the ice cream from the freezer and ate that instead. You know, I think we should really make cake again. We should try. That sounds great, said Biddy. The end. The moral of this story is, do not try to bake if you are a cat.
Itty bitty.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of Itty and Biddy, Bake a Cake.